Okay, so we've spent a lot of time on the Machlokas of Yehuda Chachamim, Ein Bir Ela B'Sreifa, and before the Zman Bir, after the Shas, before Shas Bir, after Shas Bir, the question of Tashbisa, when does it start, what does it mean? So I just wanted to try to put together the, I think, basically a good summary of the topic point to Rashi. Maybe the put together and clarify some of the ideas that we had discussed. So let's start like this. I think the Yesod is going to always be that Rashi of Tashbisu is a statement of negation, and it's not Tevaru. Right? Tevaru would be a chiyuv in the Zman of destruction. Tashbisu means you have to create a certain state of cessation in your rishus from chametz to cease and desist. Right. Right. Tashbisu ensure that there's a cessation of chametz in relation to your rishus. Tashbisu seor mibatev. Okay, so it's a relationship idea of seor to the bias that must be negated, must create that relationship of negation. Okay, so that means two things. Like I said, it means first of all that you don't need to do a maaseh of destruction per se, right? Even bittul is effective as a kiyum of tashbis. And secondly, I think it means that there is an obligation ahead of time. There's an obligation to usher in that state. There is an obligation to create that state. It's not Shivas Yomim Seor L'Yemotei Batechem. It's Tashbisu. There's some positive idea of qualifying your Rishus as a Rishus that has intolerant of the presence of funds. That's Tashbisu. Okay? Okay. So, and like the Ran says, that the Bidika, the Tashbisu, is really, like Rashi learned from the beginning, Tashbisu is Bidika and Bior as well. And it's Kadesh Lo Yavro. So there's an Isser of Lo Yimotze, and then there's a Mitzvah of Tashbisu, which defines the way to prepare your Rishus and qualify your Rishus to be in line with the or to avoid the Isser of Vayira. And therefore, like the Ran beautifully says, you should go through that whole Ran, that Biur, Bedika and Biur are a kiyum of Tashbisa. Okay. Yeah. So clearly, I think we can say that for Rashi, there is a mitzvah of Tashbisu in terms of qualifying the Rishus vis-a-vis Chametz, right? As opposed to Tosis' way of Tashbisu seems to be an after-the-fact type of a mitzvah. Now, but we have to recognize that it still is, it is a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah with regards to the Isra of Lo Yira, of Bayira Le'imotzeh. It's not synonymous with Bayir. So, for instance, it's very possible the person doesn't do a darn thing to get ready for Pesach, right? And whatever, he's lucky, he doesn't have a stitch of chametz. So, he can't say he was over Bayir, didn't have anything. But he wasn't Mekayim, Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbisu, right? So, this. But on the flip side, it's a little bit stronger. If you are Mekayim Tashbisu, even if you happen to have funds, you'll be protected. Okay? Because that's the nature of the mitzvah. This is the way to create the this is the positive way to create the state of negation of Vayirah. Good? Okay, fine. So the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, boils down to Tashbisu. How does one fulfill the mitzvahs Tashbisu? So, and then that's a point the Ron makes. Says you can't say that Tashbisu, or you can't say that Bir Chametz is not a mitzvah, midaraisa, because that's what the Chacham, that's the whole machlokas is about. They're arguing about nosa, things like that. So it obviously is a din that Tashbisu is a mitzvah midaraisa that has a tzura and a kiyum. And that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda and Chama are arguing about. Okay? And he's trying to oppose the Tosafot. All right. He's trying to negate Tosafot's whole thing, the Ron. You know, he wants to make it clear that Tashbisu is definitely a mitzvah midaraisa. And when you, otherwise, what are Rabbi Yehuda and Chama arguing? What's Rabbi Yehuda talking, right? Okay. Yeah. And again, Rabbi Yehuda and Chama are not arguing about the Yisr Ba'yirah Ba'yamatzah. They're arguing about the mitzvah of Tashbis. That separate mitzvah of Tashbis. So, what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas? So look, let's say like this. For the Rabbanan basically say, what do they say? They say, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein bi'ur chometz elaser. So what is bi'ur chometz? What is bi'ur chametz? You have to get the terminology of it. So bi'ur chametz, I think it's like the Ron says, is you have bedikas chametz and bi'ur chametz. We make the bracha al bi'ur chametz. The bi'ur is the culmination of the bedika. Tashbisu demands you get ready. And how do you get ready? You get ready, how do you prepare your rishus? By scouring it for chametz. That process may or may not turn up chametz. Right, and the biur is the culmination of the process that that produces chametz. So when he says ein biur chametz ele b'sreifa, he doesn't mean there's an obligation to go running around destroying chametz willy nilly wherever you see it. He's talking about the how do you finish and complete the process of the bedika that turns up chametz. The only way to complete that process is sreifa. Okay? Ein bi'ur chametz ela b'sreifa. But the Chachamim say, now there's a question whether the word af is in here or not. Right? Mifarev v'zorah l'ruach o matil l'yinah. Chachamim say it's sufficient to disperse it. It's sufficient to disperse it into the ocean. Or into the wind. So essentially, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim in a broad sense? It would seem the question is like this: that in this mitzvah, in fulfilling this mitzvah of Tashbisu through the Bior, right? The Chachamim say all that you need to do is essentially create the state of the heter. In other words, how do you produce the kiyum of Tashbisu? It's essentially to qualify the rishus. It's essentially to produce the effect that your desired effect in the rishus. In other words, it's sort of like to model the state of heter. Now, so if I create, if I go through the rishus, and I remove any chametz, and in that removal, and the completion of the removal is the disposal of it, right? Then that defines my rishus as mushbas from chametz. It's essentially creates the property of mushbas by the search and the removal. Now you don't have to remove. You don't have to destroy everything, right? You can eat things, but in the end, you can't. You have to show that the chametz is not an entity of retention for you. You understand? Because the whole isra b'yamatzeh is that the rishus should not be sort of like a storage place for chametz. So if I go through it and I show anything that I did find, I have no intention of retention. I have no design of retention on it. So you see, that is the culmination of the of qualifying the rishus vis-a-vis chametz is not a makom chametz, right? If I find it and I lock it up, then that shows you my rishus really is positively situated towards chametz. Just happens to not be there, right? But I want to express that it's that the rishus is inhospitable to chametz. So I say, okay, whatever functionally happened to have been there is accidental as a makom, because when I find it, I break it completely away from the rishus. Okay, so the chachamim say that's all that's necessary. All that's necessary essentially is to express through action the ultimate the state that you want, the state that is required in this manner. Okay, but Rabbi Yehuda is a little more complex. Rabbi Yehuda is complex. I guess I should have posed the question to you first. Questions like this. Rabbi Yehuda is complex because we know, according to Rashi, that before that his sheet of Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa is dafka before Chatzos. But after Chatzos, he agrees it's B'chol Dara, right? So I guess the question is like this. In his Shita, is he arguing with the Rabbanan just, does he agree, is the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham the same after Chatzos? And he has like a new concept before Chatzos? Or does he have a different concept completely that has two ways of being fulfilled? Okay. Right? So I think it's the second way, obviously, right? I think it's the second way. That the Chachamim don't hold, you need to have, and the Chachamim for the Chachamim's interpretation of Tashbisu is essentially rendering the Rishus functionally detached from the Chametz. Or like I said, inhospitable to chametz. But for Rabbi Yehuda, I think he holds like this. I think his idea is that there must be in the kiyum of Tashbisu a positive result, a positive affect. Okay. It's not simply a maisa of heksher. There's a kiyum of the Tashbisu. When you do the Tashbisu, there's a kiyum. It's not something you do now that will protect you in the future from having a chalos issur. There's actually a kiyum, right? There should be a kiyum in the maisa of Tashbisu itself. Okay? So that presents an interesting distinction. When you're in the zman of issur, so, yeah. When you're in the Zman HaIsser, so the Chametz, you're a Muzar B'Chametz. So let me say, the presence of the Chametz in your Rishus itself is a Pigam. Your Rishus is improperly qualified, right? Your Rishus has an illicit kind of a relationship, right? A relationship of iser. So when I remove the chametz from my rishus, bizman iser, that's already a positive kiyum of tashbis, because I am producing at that moment a positive shame. What's the positive shame? The positive shame is the chametz birishuso is kineged its identity. It's kineged its halachic reality. So I am now, by removing the chametz from my rishus, I am actualizing I'm placing the rishus in its proper position vis-a-vis that mitzvah. You understand? In other words, the point is, I'm removing a negative. There's a negative right now, and I am removing that negative. So that's a positive. Correct? But that's because in the Zman Isser, there is a pigam. And I'll have to go with Rashi the Bahira. I have to go with the Bahira. Okay, there's actually an Isser that's present. So by negating the presence of the Isser, that's creating a positive Tashbisu, right? And the key over here though is, what am I acting on when I do Biur and Bedikah? Essentially, what is the object of my activity? Okay. So after the Zman Isser, it's very simple. It's the bias. The bias is contaminated with chomets that is not supposed to be there. So the removal and the dispersal of the chomets from the bias is a positive qualification of tashbisu in the bias. Tashbisu se'or mi bateichem. My bias is unburdened from the se'or that it had a moment ago. That's a positive key in tashbisu, right? What bothers Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Yehuda is contemplating, is what do you do before this minus? There's no shame of Isser in the of chametz in the bias. So what have I done at that moment? How could you say I qualified my bias if there's no offensive material in the bias? There's nothing in the bias. There's no negative. There's no state of disrepair, so to speak, that I have to correct, right? So how can I have a positive kiyum of tashbisu right now, if there's no zmanisim, if I'm not muzar or anything? And that's essentially the difference between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan learn are satisfied to learn tashbisu as purely hechsher. You must prepare. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. It is its own kiyum, whether it's before or after. It has to have some kiyum of affecting the state, the rishus in some positive maisa of bayirah in the kiyum of tashbisu itself. And therefore, he said, after the zman iser, I don't have a problem, because there's a reality to the chametz and there's a reality to the bias. But before the zman iser, so therefore, let me put it. After the Zman Yisur, there's no problem going through the Chametz and unburdening it from the contamination of Chametz. And what you do with the Chametz, who cares? You already created your kiyum, right? Just get rid of it, disperse it. But he held like this. He held beforehand, the only way for there to be a positive kiyum of tashbisu beforehand is if you're treating the Chametz as a chefza shel iser midin zman isura. In other words, and this is the point we have to think about, I'm saying that the demand, the according to Rabbi Yehuda, before the Zman and after the Zman are different in so far as what essentially the kiyum of the mitzvah comes through. What is essentially the maisa and the object of the mitzvah? When you have the Zman of Isser, so your bias is already in the state of Isser. So the kiyum of tashbisu is simply in removing the chametz from the bias, and it is essentially a maisa of in terms of the rishus. It's mi bateichem. Okay, but before the zman Isser, there's no reality to there's no Isser in the bias. The bias is not in the state of Isser, right? So the only way you can have a kiyum of tashbisu beforehand is because the chefs of chametz represents an oser, and it represents an oser via its future. So midin zman chametz, midin zmano, the chametz demands a destruction. Okay. Well, no, I don't want to say it that way. Midin zmano, huh?
To take away its future.
Exactly. Yeah, this chametz will be a pogeya in your bias in the future. So how do I, so what is the positive kiyum? There's the positive kiyum of the destruction of the Chefetz HaShoham. That's what we have to think about for a minute. Does that make sense? In other words, what I'm trying to say is like this. What I'm saying is, and this is an interesting question. I'm not so sure it makes sense. I think about it. And I'm saying, when it's good that the demand for a Maisa Kiyum means that the Chefza, that the Tzura of the mitzvah of Tashbisu is going to shift before and afterwards, it's purely in the affect of the bias. But beforehand, you can't talk about an affect and a bias when there's no issue present. But you can say, you can discuss the chefza that will be an oser. You can discuss this chefza of chametz has a identity. Now, al shem sofo. It's like the difference between, it's like, it's not like a ben sofer mor, but it has a shame. It has a shame chametz. I removing it now is a kiyum al shem sofo. But it's not in the bias. It's not the rishus of the bias. I'm no longer acting on the bias. I must be acting on the chefetz HaShoham. So now Rabbi Huda says, oh, now that I know the mitzvah of Tashbisu before this man Isser is a destruction of a, necessitates a kiyum of destruction of a chefetz shel Isser al midin shmo. I'm looking around for other things that have dinim of when I have to destroy a chefza shel iser. And that should be what I have to do here too. In other words, now he can bring it in to Nosar. Now he can find, in other words, he's not learning directly from Nosar. The reason he's learning directly, the reason he's picking up Nosar is because he now has turned the mitzvah of Tashbisu into the necessity of destroying a chefza, midin shmo. Okay, so he says, well, we have a mitzvah, we have to destroy something because of its shame. That's nosar. And this is worse. That's his first attempt. Why is this worse? Because the nosar is only a baal tosir to make it. This is a baal tosir to keep it, right? I'm always going to be over it. So when I have a mitzvah, when I have a need, a mitzvah to destroy a chefza shel iser because it's shame, because of its shame, okay. So I can learn. I'm gonna take a chumrah from Nosa. Now here's the point, though. It is a chumrah because you could say, oh, just negating it, you could say Mefarlu was early on. It is itself a way of destroying it. There are Nikbar and there are other methodologies, but he says now it's entered into this category of a chiyuv of destruction because of its shame. And he's trying to, I don't know why he's trying so hard to make it like Nosar, to find Sreifa, but. My personal speculation on this is that he's looking for a Maisa of destruction that, so to speak, indicates the problem. And that was Nosar, he says it should really be that when you destroy the chametz, it's a maisa that's mochiach, that the destruction now is because of a zman issue later. So Dafka wants a method of destruction that is indicates the problem is not the problem is totally in the zman of the chametz. Because it's not for now, it's because of what it will be. Or whatever it is. But the point is that I think is what brings in. So saying differently from yesterday, and coming more back to the original, but a little tighter, and that is like this: Tashbisu. There's only a mitzvah of Tashbisu, and once you have the mitzvah of but Tashbisu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, demands a positive kiyum of removal of negation. When it's in the Zman HaEsar, then simply removing the chametz itself is what produces the positive kiyum and the bias of being a mushbas. Before the Zman HaEsar, that's impossible to create. So the only way you can have a positive kiyum of Tashbisu before is that the chefetz, the object of the bedika, the object that represents the object of the bedika and the biur is treated and destroyed, is treated as a chefza al shame sofa. And now I can say I have a positive kiyum of Tashbisu because I've negated the future of this chefza of Israel. But once you're involved in once Tashbisu before this Zman HaEsar takes on that type of a form, now it's subject to limud from Nosar. Because they both come under the general category of the demand of removing a shame, of the demand to destroy a chefetz shel iser because of its zman. A chefetz whose iser is totally zman. Whenever you have a demand, whenever you have the need to destroy a chefetz, and you have to destroy a chefetz because that's his whole point. Otherwise, you're simply unburdening the house of something that wasn't a burden. It's nothing. If I just remove the chefetz of chametz that doesn't have any reality now, I haven't created any change. I've only prevented something from happening, but not in Maisa. Just when it happens, it won't be here. I've got to do it now, but Maisa kiyum of Tashbisu. The only way to do that is to project onto the chefta that I find its shame iser of chametz. So then it comes out that the only way to be mekayim Tashbisu for Rabbi Yehuda is the destruction of the chefta shel iser me that chefta of iser. To destroy a chefza midin zmano. Midin. To destroy a chefza of Isser whose shame is totally on zman. Well, that's exactly like Nosar. So the Torah already tells you how do you destroy a chefza shel Isser whose Isser is related to its zman? That's Nosar. So therefore, he holds that's a BNF. That should be the rule here. Problem is, they found him another case where it was similar, and he didn't have to do that. But essentially, what he's trying to do is, he seems like he holds there should be a. See, I think there's two things. I think he holds that's conceptually what it is. Conceptually, what it is Tashbisu beforehand is a focused destruction of the Chefza. But I think he also feels maybe this is not purely halachic. That it should be unique. It should have a distinct characteristic. If it's just generic, it loses the kiyum of being mochiach that it's al shem sofa. It should be different from the way it's done after. There should be some halachic surah that distinguishes a bedikas, a biur who has a kiyum of makom, and a biur that has a kiyum of chefza. And he's trying to substantiate that because there's a weakness in his svara. If they're the same, it's a weakness in the beauty of the svara. If it's the same, it's a weakness in his svara to say that there's a shift, there's a necessary shift from rishus to chefza, from after the zman to before the zman, but there's no difference in suah. So he's trying to find some way to substantiate that the system should reflect this shift. I'm just commenting on the way that he keeps looking for reasons. I don't know if you were there in the first He keeps saying, Chazer Rabbi Yehuda v'lama mizeh, Chazer Rabbi Yehuda mizeh. It's like he's looking for something. Now, as if he started out thinking, hey, no, so it's a great idea, and then he shot it down, he said, okay, so it was a great idea. But that's not the way it looks. It's like, I know it from here. Oh, no, I meant to know it from here. No, I meant to know it from here. Obviously, I don't mean it like that, but.
So what's the
I would say conception of the broad machlokas between Rehuda and Chachamim is whether Tashbisu is really just a mitzvah of the statement of a chiyuv of hachana or positive kiyum. Yeah, I mean, because Tashbisu is, in other words, Tashbisu is just for the Chachamim, Tashbisu. I have to think about it a little bit more, but Tashbisu for them means how are you Mekayim Tashbisu before? Just be in line with, just make sure you're in line with what the Isser will demand. But there's no special kiyum of Tashbisu. So when the Isser pops up, yeah, just make sure you're in line with it. Whenever. It's always the same thing.
You do.
It's kind of like the way Reb Chaim puts it in his thing. It's like a kumase, you know what I mean? It's like a steady state. Just keep it. Don't ever be out of line with this issur. So make sure you get ready from before and keep it maintained throughout. But it's not like a new kiyum of not a new mitzvah of not a kiyum
Kiyum of Tashbisu.
Right after the zman, the kiyum is in there is a kiyum of Tashbisu because the removal of the Isser is positively effectuating the Rishus. So there's a kiyum a maisa of Tashbisu. It's not just avoiding an Isser asay. There's a kiyum asay. And kiyum, I mean a product, like you're producing something, like there's a production. There's an object that you're acting upon and creating or affecting or right.
Right.
So the problem is, how do you do that beforehand? Afterwards, he has no problem. That's Dabar Pasha. And it's the same Tashbisu from beginning to end. But how does removal of something qualify as a positive? So it's either because there is the presence of a negative. And the removal now, I don't know, like Orlo, I don't know. The removal now is creating a positive, right? Or the cheftza that you're destroying a cheftza that represents the potential, and you're destroying it midin, and then there'll be a kiyum in that destruction.
And by Kenya, you want to use the
Sorry, the maestros have positive characters. Right. Now, this all has to do with the chomets of the beer. When I go through my rishus, and now I produce a chefzah of chomets that represents whose removal is going to represent the kiyum of Tashbisu, I can't have the kiyum simply through the removal because there's no iser in its presence. So the kiyum becomes the destruction itself. There's a positive kiyum, positive activity of destroying the cheftza that represents the osa. But then I can look for models. Then I can look for models. Where do I see? How do I destroy? How does the Torah demand you destroy things? Now that's going to be the Kal Vachomer, I think. Now is that that's why I think it's not a problem. The Kal Vachomer is going to come out. He's going to be more makel in this asay. It's going to come out now before this Kal Vachomer. He would have no choice but to admit, well, anything that amounts to destruction is destruction. Now he's going to have to do it through Sreifa. What's going to come out if he doesn't have Sreifa? He's not going to be able to do anything. Not that he won't be over by Yira. Of course, he won't be over by Yira, but he won't be able to have this Kiyum Tashbisa anymore.
And without the kind of home, you had just done the fire. So
it would have been a kiyum, yeah, it would have been a kiyum.
Yeah.
It would have been a kiyum. Just like Nick Barn, the Torah tells you to get rid of things and do things. And, The farlu is early on furch is some kind of beer. It's some kind of a beer.
Right.
Some kind of a beer. Ron says if you didn't have any chametz and you had no makom that you were machnes chametz, there's simply nothing you can do. There's simply no mitzvah of tashbisu. And you're not chayev. I mean, that's an old question. I mean, are you chayev to make yourself chayev in the mitzvah? No. I mean, whatever. You can clear hakiris about that. But that's what the Ron says. And he says, well, I mean, this is a special mitzvah. But right, exactly. So yeah, he says, you do bedika, and that would be the end of your beer. It means if as long as you have a mokum machnis b'chametz, you're doing mitzvahs tashbisu by the bedika. You don't have a beer of the tashbisu, so it's an interesting question. You can say mitzvah bracha al beer chametz. It's an interesting question, but that's what I told you. The rush says the bracha of the beer is going on the bittel at night. That's funny, rush. Okay, so the question is like this. The question is, I would say, Aaron, the question is like this. The question is, when you do bittel, is that really a kiyum of tashbisu? I don't think it really. No, is that a kiyum of tashbisu? That's the question. Is it a kiyum of tashbisu? In the same way that beer is, right? That's Rafer's, the Rebbe Yehuda. Or Zohar Lerua. And by the way, this resolves the problem also of why there's no problem of waiting for Rebbe Yehuda from the sixth hour to the seventh hour, right? The Gemara says, what are you worried about? So he'll just wait till the seventh hour and do Zohar Lerua. This is the same assay. It's the same assay. So what's the difference? So you can't do it on the Chefza, so you'll do it on the Rosh Hashanah. No reason to make a gzeira that you can't eat so that you have wood, dafka to do beer in the sixth hour, when you could be mekayim it in the other form in the later, right? And you're not worried about daite luya because you're ready to do beer on it. It's not, you're only worried about daite luya when it's, ooh, matzah gluski yafa, ooh, this is something interesting I didn't know about. But, right. So that's what I was wondering about. It could be that's also what tashbisu helps you. If you just had lo yira lefa shivas yom soli matzigotechem, then you would be over. Even though you're osik and beer, you would still be over.
And if you're not masha,
yeah,
only tashbisu prevents that.
Maybe because tashbisu is telling you, if I just had the lav shivas yom soli matzigotechem, right? So now I found it. Okay, so it's true I'm OSIC and getting rid of it, but that's what we call damage control.
Right?
Tashbisu is telling you that that as long as you're still OSIC in a positive expression of the state, then you're no longer then you're not over too. Then you're not over as well. There's a kiyum of tashbisu. Oh, so that's what the Ron says. Another thing about how the Rabbanim are going to work out this, but that's what the Ron is saying. He's saying, as long as I did my Bedika and my Bior, and then I find a Gluski Yofa, because the Ron is saying, even though you did Bedika, you still have to do Bittel. Why? So he's saying, because problem is, if I did the Bedika and I found the Gluski Yofa and I'm Shoha, then I'll be over. Mikan el Habo. But if I'm not Shoha, I won't be over at all. Right.
The continuation of your.
That's right, because the continuation of my state of the state of tashbisu, the expression of the state of tashbisu. Doesn't matter. Right, that's exactly right.
Bittel doesn't work.
No. Bittel works on everything. Bittel will work on everything. But anyway, the question is the. But that's because you don't want a guy to make a mistake and eat it. Well, that's the machlokas, Rashi tells. So the way Rashi learns, the way the Ron learned Rashi, Chazal wanted you to do both methods. They didn't want you to rely on either one. Because each one has a positive and a negative. Each has a pro and a con to each. Right, right.
Right, implying that if it was a Kama with Rama,
yes.
You don't have a problem. But in a way,
To me, it seems more like that since there is a kiyum of tashbisu, since the Torah says tashbisu, let me think about it. But the way the Ron basically sets it up is that he's saying, once I express, in other words, let's say I don't do anything, right? That's kind of the way he presents it. Let's say I did nothing. So why would I be over any issue? It's worthless, right? He says it has no value. I can't own it, which is an interesting question. Can you own something that's lesser by not? But he seems to take the position that you can't own something that's lesser by not. Okay. So he says, oh, so the only reason I own it is because the Torah gave it to me. Right? The Torah was mezakeh me. Which we didn't, yeah. That's the two things. They're not your issues, and the Torah is asok which is it. So he says like this. So he sounds like he's learning it's not really a kiyum of tashbisu, it's just the nature of the iser is an iser of retention.
Right.
Not really a kiyum of tashbisu. Right, since the whole nature of the iser is expressed in shvisa and tashbisu, and Rashi just saying, the nature of the Isser is not its presence in Yerushas. That would demand Bior. Right? Tashbisu is a relationship idea. So therefore, if I express a well, I have to think about Rashi, but I don't think it's the same Tashbisu. And it doesn't seem like it, right?
You just see the person
Right.
You
I mean, in the way that I'm setting up Rabbi Yehuda, Bittul is kind of like the Rabbanon's method already, right? For Rabbi Yehuda, he goes, "There's no kiyum right now, even going to the run. When I do Bittul right now, there's no hefker, right? If I did Bittul, I mean, yeah, if I did Bittul, Mistavra is saying, and someone that's still mine, Medina Mominus. That's his whole point. That's the Ron's whole point. That there's no hefker. That there's no hefker."
After makes it not yours.
Yeah. He says, because it's mine, this is going to make it not yours anyway.
Bill
Because the Torah graciously places it in Yerushas for Isser. So the Bittul is a Gili Das that I have no relationship with it, and therefore that prevents the virtual ownership of Isser.
Person can't be forget about it.
I mean, that's the Rambam. That's the Tosis Rambam. Tosis is learning. It doesn't really mean believe. It's going to have to be bepeh. And the sheet of the hell is need three is not the right. I don't know. You're going to have to work those things through because he's saying it's straight up hefker. Right? But the Ran is saying, no, it's not a halachic hefker. It's not hefker medina mamonis. It's like a hefker medina yisur. In other words, it's like, Hefker is undoes dine mamne, the choshen mishpat rishos, and bittel is a hafka of the or chayim rishos, right? I'm renouncing it. So therefore, there's no relationship to it in terms of value, and therefore there's no, in other words, like if I dig something, I dig a hole in rishos rab, so I produced it. So that's the type of ownership of Issa. That's the type of ownership of right. Medina Mamas is not mine because I can't own I can't own the street, and I don't know if I can own an empty hole. But in terms of Nezek, it relates to you. That's a different kind of ownership. Is just a relationship between an object and a person. It's just one means of relating a person to an object, right? But creating it is another one. Kohen Ishmael Avar. So you right, but so chametz, the relationship of Isser of chametz is one of value, apparently. One of personal utility. So when Pesach enters, and I relate to a chametz as an object of personal utility, then that itself is the relationship of Isser, and it becomes mine, betoras Isser. And now I can't get rid of it, betoras momentus, right? But if beforehand I express that I have no value in it, kafir da'ara, so now there's no basis for that relationship of Isser. That is the relationship of Isser, right? But it's not a tashbisu now. It's not a beer of the chametz now, right? So it simply is putting you into a position that when the Zman Isser comes, the Zman Isser will have no effect on you. So it's kind of like just a hachonas. It's like I'm a mechin. I'm not creating any positive kiyum for Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why I don't think it really is a kiyum of his mitzvah tashbisu in the same way. Of the mitzvah kiyumis of tashbisu. It just allows you to, Rashi just saying, there's no, that Rashi though is a little hard though. I mean, I think that Rashi's saying that the tashbisu, which is the positive, is expressing the nature of the negative. If it was tivaru, then as long as it's kayim, you'd be over. And bitl is not going to remove its kiyum. In other words, I think Rashi is learning that the tashbisu is a way of the tashbisu relates to the bayira in a positive sense of the negative. So if the tashbisu, if you had to do biur to prepare, well, isn't that simple though? No, isn't that, why isn't that just simple? If you had to do biur to prepare for the Isser of Bayiroa, then how could you, then obviously you can't do Bittul. Right? But if the preparation, what? And then Bidik would be the rice. So then you'd have to do Bior. That would be the only thing. Right? Yeah, that would be the rice. Right? You wouldn't be able to trust the kid.
Right.
Right. But now the Torah says Tashbisu, which is a choice of not saying Tavaru. That's the main thing. The main thing is it doesn't say Tavaru. So that indicates that it's not a demand in the kayam of the chefza, but in the relationship. Once that is open, he's saying that's what allows Bittel to be effective. Because there's no the Isser doesn't rise or doesn't is not dependent on the Chefz's destruction, but it's dependent on the object's relationship to you, to your Rishus. So if I express a certain state of Bittel, then that will prevent the Isser from being Chal. But I don't know if it's a key in the Tashbis. In other words, does Tashbis mean Bittel is the question. Does Rashi say that? But then he says the hashpasa delev he hashpasa at the brahm. Yes, it sounds like he's saying it is hashpasa. It sounds like he's saying this, right?